Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody, this is your host, Dave Woodward, and welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio. I am super excited today. We get the opportunity of hearing from a guy who has really mastered something that most people have really struggled trying to figure out exactly how to use books in their business. And I want to welcome at this time, J.G. Francoeur. J.G., welcome.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Dave. I appreciate it.
The great thing about J.G. is you're going to get to hear a little more about him. This is a guy who's not only published his own book, but more importantly, has helped over 300 other authors publish their books. And the reason this is so important to you guys who are listening to Funnel Hacker Radio is obviously Russell started off and really we built ClickFunnels off of a free book, .com Secrets book. And now what I want to do is I really want to have JG kind of dive right into this. He's the CEO of Black Card Books. He's the co-founder and has really mastered exactly how to use books in your business. One of the things we were talking about before we got going here is, and I loved, in fact, this will probably end up being the title of this podcast, and that is Why Selling Books is Dumb or Stupid. I don't know. We'll probably go something like that, JG, if you're okay with that.
I love it. I love it.
So let's dive right into this. Again, you've been publishing books for years. You've got your own book, your New York Times bestseller, all this kind of crazy stuff. You've been on TV shows. I really want to spend some time here helping people understand why books are so important to their business and how they actually can use these in their business and what you do as a CEO and co-founder of Black Card Books to actually use books to help people grow their businesses. So let's kind of dive right into it.
Well, I love the story you said about Russell, and how you guys built the business on the book, .com Secrets. And, my business partner, Jerry Robert, it was the same thing with him. Jerry Robert comes from the projects of Canada. He had nothing to start. And back in his mid-20s, he wrote a book called Conquering Life's Obstacles, and his business took off. It went through the roof. In a matter of 12 months, he went from the projects over to earning over $1 million a year himself, all on the back of using a book as a marketing tool and using that book to differentiate himself and set himself apart from everyone else that did what he did. And I think that, that's what Russell did. And that's what so many other great people are doing. And that's what we're teaching authors around the world. I mean, we do 120 boot camps every single year all around the world, from Australia, South Africa, Singapore, Malaysia, India, Amsterdam, all the Nordic countries, Germany, UK, Canada, the US. So that's what we're teaching authors everywhere to do, and specifically small business owners. The reason that I say selling books is dumb is because why would you sell a book, Dave? Why would you sell a book for $20, $15, $20, $30 and make a few bucks when you're a real estate agent or you're a realtor or you're a mortgage broker, and you could be making thousands, tens of thousands of dollars by attracting new customers to you? So it's really about using the book as a marketing tool, not selling the book.
I love that. Now, obviously, a lot of people who are listening are going to go, yeah, I've heard about that, I've seen it, but I don't feel like I really got a book in me, and I don't know how, I mean, I just don't know what exactly I would do as far as how do I get my content out, how do I do this? What types of tips and tricks do you recommend for these people who've realized, you know what, yeah, I saw Russell do it, and I'd love to funnel hack Russell's book funnel, but I don't even have a book. Where do I start?
Well, it's funny. That's actually, there's a couple things. First of all, there's two particular issues here. The mechanics of how to get a book out, I can touch on that in one second. However, before that, a lot of people have an issue with the fact that they don't feel they're credible enough to write a book. So everybody has this idea in their mind that a book is a earth-shattering, industry revolutionizing thing that's 400 pages, that's like Gone with the Wind, something that's never been something that's never been written before, something that's totally new, totally original, without a single spelling mistake. And frankly, that is not what a book is. If you use a book as a marketing tool and you do it right, we recommend people write a 110 page book. What we do is we tell them to do 80 pages of content, so we do 8 chapters with 10 pages each. If you add some of this white space in the middle, that ends up being 110 pages. I mean, Dave, you'd have to agree. Everybody, someone who may not think they can do 400 pages, they know they can do simply 80 pages of content because everybody has it in them. They just have to give themselves permission. And that starts by reframing, what is a book anyways? It's not this 400-page dissertation. This is using a book as a marketing tool. It's using a book to differentiate you and to position you uniquely in your marketplace so that people look at you differently. And that's what it's about. So if people gave themselves permission, it would go a whole lot easier for them.
Oh, I love that. I've never heard anyone be that specific as far as 8 chapters, 10 pages, 110. That's fantastic. I mean, obviously, you know your business. You've been doing this a long time.
Yeah, it's, and you know, the other thing people, this is a common one as well, is people think that they need to be credible to write a book. So they say, when I'm credible, I will write a book. We tell them it's the exact opposite, my friend. Write a book, then you'll be credible.
Wow. So how do you get someone mentally over that hurdle?
Well, them attending our boot camp and us having 3 days with them, or 2.5 days with them, Friday night, a Saturday, and a Sunday is a good start to getting that thing. But the other thing that people must understand is that the mechanics are not as difficult as what you've made it out to be in your own mind. People have this image in their mind of writing a book, and you're up all night, and you're just, you know, slamming away at the keys, and you have writer's block, and you have... You know, it's really, it doesn't have to be like that. There's several different types of book. There's one book, it's here's my experience, where someone is writing their experience on how they did things. So that's what I did in my book. My latest book, Messy Manager. So I've written 4 books, but my latest one, Messy Manager, it's my experience on how I built and sold 6 different companies before I was the age of 30, and what I did to build those companies from zero to tens of millions of dollars. How did I do that? I put that experience in a book. So that's book type number one, is here's my experience. Jerry Robert did the same thing with his book, The Millionaire Mindset. You know, he went from, again, he went from poverty to earning millions of dollars per year. And he essentially wrote down his process that he took, and he's educating people with it. So that's one type of book. Another kind of book, and probably one of the easiest ones to start, is an interview type book. You know, one of the most famous books in our industry, Dave, and you've definitely heard of it, and every one of your podcast listeners has heard of this book as well. It's called Think and Grow Rich. And did you know Napoleon Hill didn't even write that book, really? He interviewed a bunch of people, he deciphered their information, and he put that into a book. And what we like to say is, if you interview 12 credible experts and you put it into a book, you'll be considered the 13th credible expert.
Wow, that is really, really cool. I love that. So interview 12 and you become the 13th.
Yeah, and that's just, and you know, those are just two methods. Another one is a lot of people have books, especially your audience. You have books sitting literally in your computer right now. You don't even know. You know, you can put, we did a book just recently, and what we did is we took, it was 101 ways to double your sales and triple your profits, let's say. And this person was a business growth expert, and they sold themselves as a consultant. And what we did is we took his 101 top blog posts, we edited them, we put them into a book, and bingo, his book was done. And a lot of people do, they do podcast shows like this. A lot of people do seminars or speeches or talks or keynotes, and all of that can be taken and put into a book. And a lot of people have tons of content around them that they've already created. They just need to put it into a book form, and that changes the game.
Man, I love that. That's, again, I want to make sure everyone understands kind of the reason we're doing this podcast day with JG is I want to make sure everyone understands how quickly you can add additional credibility to your business. And we've been talking with JG, and you've heard him already mention the fact he's got an opportunity where you can basically go and you can actually attend a seminar. I want to kind of talk just briefly about this and make sure everyone understands why I'm basically mentioning this so early in our podcast. And the idea behind this is I want to make sure two things happen for everyone who's listening. One is I want you to attend it and see as far as how you can get that book that you already have in your head, in your mind, or on your computer, or in your interviews, whatever else. Take that content and repurpose it and have JG show you exactly how to do it. That's one reason. The second reason I want to spend some time talking about this seminar, and that is to make sure that you understand exactly how to funnel hack what he's doing as well. So JG, if you don't mind, let's kind of talk real quickly about this whole idea as far, and again, you can get to it if you want to by go to funnelhackerradio.com/publish, but publish a book and grow rich would be great. So go ahead.
Yeah, so I mean, our boot camp, and Jerry Robert now has been doing this for just about 30 years. It's about to go on 30 years in the next couple months. Now, he tells everybody it's 27 years, but I think it's because he doesn't want to age himself. You know, he's been doing this, and he's been teaching this information for literally 30 years. And I tell people that a lot of the people teaching these programs now about how to write a book and how to put, you know, how to write an ebook and all this stuff, these are all people that have attended our boot camp and tried to steal stuff. I mean, Jerry Robert is the original of this information. He's the one who started this concept back in the early 80s. And yes, he's been doing it for that long. And since having started that, and you got to remember, he comes from the projects. And now, you know, fast forward 30 years, and he's generated hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars for himself and his family. And on top of that, Blackheart Books is now on track to hit $100 million in annual revenue within the next 24 months. Now, the reason we're growing so quickly and aggressively is because we give our boot camp away for free. It's a $2,000 boot camp that we have sold literally all over the world. We've put over 3 million people through our boot camps over the last 30 years. We literally have sold this for over $2,000, 2,000 euro, 2,000 pounds in different parts of the world. However, now we give it away for free. And the reason we do that is so that that's where we find our authors. In our boot camp, Publish a Book and Grow Rich, we teach people everything they need to know about how to self-publish. So we teach them, first of all, how to plan the right book. So how to plan the book. A lot of people say, listen, I've been thinking about writing a book, but I have two or three different options. We'll show you which option you should choose first. We show you how to plan your book. Then we show you how to write a book. Now, Dave, this is going to sound super crazy, but people listening to this very podcast have been thinking about writing a book, some people for 10, 20, 30, 40, and 50 years. I know it's crazy, but literally people have been waiting that long, and we're going to show them a system, a proprietary system that we've developed called How to Write a Book in 40 Hours. Some people have been waiting 40 years, Dave. We're going to show them how to do it in 40 hours.
That's awesome. That's a week. You're done.
Exactly. The other thing we're going to do is we're going to give them all the details on how to publish the book, so how to publish it. And we're going to give them, you know, hands down. Now, a lot of people ask me at this point, what is the next seminar? Since you guys are doing seminars in boot camp, when is the next one? Well, here's the good news. We don't have a second seminar. We give you everything you need in this seminar because we don't have any other seminars. That's it. So we give you absolutely everything you need. And the last module we teach you is what's called Move It. You know, a lot of people think that getting the book is the big deal. But the big deal is actually getting rid of the book. That's the big deal. So, and Dave, if people go to that URL you mentioned, you know, we will give them absolutely a free ticket. We do 120 boot camps around the world in every major city in the United States and Canada. Like I said, all over Europe, in Singapore, Malaysia, Australia, pretty much every major part, English-speaking part of the world we are in. Being the fastest growing book publishing company, and a lot of them are sold out, you know, weeks in advance. I was going to say months in advance, but we only start marketing about 8 weeks in advance, because if we started earlier than that, they would just be too full. So we have to go 8 weeks, and yeah, so it's a turnkey system. We literally teach you everything about it, and that's all I'll say about it. If people want a free ticket, they can go online, go to that website you mentioned, Dave, and they can get an absolutely free ticket. No catch, no nothing, just completely free. They can come.
Fantastic. Again, it's funnelhackerradio.com/publish, or again, you can go directly to it at publishabookandgrowrich.com. The whole idea, guys, again, I want you to be able to funnel hack this system. I think it's brilliant to see, here's a person who's doing a free seminar. Now understand, seminars, they're not cheap. I mean, I don't know exactly how much you end up spending, JG, to host each one of those 120 seminars, but workshops are not cheap. So obviously there's a lot to this. And I want to make sure, and if you don't mind, kind of dive into this, as you were talking about the marketing aspect, how do you actually market and fill a seminar like that?
Well, it's a great question. So how we fill our seminars, we have several different approaches. But we use all the strategies you guys teach your great clients. We use all of those strategies. Right now, probably the hottest thing working right now is Facebook advertising. That's probably one of the hottest, most cost-effective, best return on investment platforms out there today is the Facebook advertising. But we're also doing super trending, super cutting-edge stuff like programmatic advertising. We're doing that, all, you know, using YouTube and Twitter and display and PPC through programmatic advertising. You know, I got to tell you, since your audience will really appreciate this, Dave, is we're pretty much have gone completely away from traditional sources like TV, newspapers, and radio. We've been testing them for years. I continually try to make them work, but they simply cannot pull. They don't have the analytics that the other online platforms have. And frankly, that's not where people's eyeballs are anymore. People are just not reading the newspaper like they used to. They're checking out Facebook and they're on their Twitter and they're on Instagram. And you got to be where people are. And that's what we're doing. So those are, and the other thing is partnerships. Partnerships are huge for us. You know, having this massive audience, you know, we now have over 800 authors that are active in our system at any one time. And by the end of this year, we'll have over 1,200. And because of that, people really want to work with us and we want to work with them. So partnerships are huge for us.
Awesome. If you don't mind, let's spend just a few minutes talking about this whole partnership game, because a lot of people really screw this up and they don't do the partnership thing very well. Obviously,
I agree.
You've been doing this a long time. You understand the value of partnerships. If you don't mind, just to give a couple tips here as far as a person who's out promoting partnerships, and then also as a person who actually, you have a lot of people coming to you to do partnerships. What are some of the tips and tricks you're finding as far as the partnership world that work, and also those things that don't?
Well, that's a great question, and we could probably spend, you know, the next hour just talking about partnerships. You know, I'm super passionate about partnerships. Frankly, I think any business that is under $5 million right now should be using partnerships as probably their number one, their number one lead generating business building strategy, especially if you're under $1 million and, you know, you want to get to, you know, over $1 million, stop spending time on everything and just focus on partnerships. Now, you talked about something interesting, which is everybody does it wrong. And here's why. I think people are just crazy selfish in some cases, and they want to do partnerships, Dave, but they don't want to give. They only want to take. And when we approach partnerships, it's like it's got to be a give and take. And when I approach a partnership, doesn't matter who it's with, I'm looking at giving. I mean, what can I provide for this company? What can I do? And I know that in return, you know, it will come back to us. So. You know, I think that that's really key. And I know it sounds super trivial and it's not, you know, a crazy tactic that no one's ever heard before. But frankly, if you sit down and you write down all the things you can provide to people and all of the value you could bring people, and then you go into the meeting with open arms saying, here's what I could do. I think you're going to be incredibly successful using partnerships. And like I said, I think partnerships is the number one undervalued, underrated business growth strategy for companies under $5 million. I mean, even at our size now, creeping up on $100 million, we still get probably 50% of our business from partners all around us. And I'm continually driving that up. I'm continually dumping more resources into our partnership because there's just way more opportunity there.
Oh, I love that. So tell me, for a person, let's kind of try tie both these topics together. And that is, now I've got a book. How can I use a book and a partnership to provide content and value to my potential partner and at the same time get some, hopefully some reciprocation back from them as well?
Sure. Well, one of the things, so here's, I'll just give you one that is, will work every single time, incredibly powerful, and most people don't use it and don't do it properly. And that is this. Every single author, and by the way, let me qualify one other thing, Dave, which is there's people out there teaching to do ebooks. This is not what I'm talking about. If you are doing ebook, if you're just doing an ebook, you are not taking full advantage of the power of publishing a book. The power in today's world, and it's even getting more and more powerful as everything goes to ebooks, and now ebook sales are more than actual book sales and so on and so forth. The power of holding that book in your hands and providing someone with a tangible something. And I know Russell's a big fan of this because he's always doing the free plus shipping campaign, which is one of the best that I love. You know, giving people an actual physical book, that's what I'm talking about, not just a downloadable book. Does that make sense, Dave?
Oh, no, it totally does. It's kind of funny. I buy a lot of books on Audible, but anytime I find a book that I really like, I always buy the hardback copy as well. And so So basically, between Absolutely. Audible and Amazon, I spend probably twice as much on that book because I want to have it.
Yeah, exactly. So back to this partnership strategy. When you have your book and it's in your hands and it's physical, one of the number one mistakes that authors around the world are making, and I'm talking about authors that are using a book to build a business, I'm not talking about fiction authors. That's a different breed and they have a different objective. I'm talking about small business owners writing a book for the purpose of using a book as a marketing tool to attract clients to them so they can sell them something bigger. That's what I'm talking about. And the number one mistake I see is people are afraid to give books away. You know, I give away way more books than I sell. And that's the ones I sell pay for the ones I give away. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally does.
And you know, people are so afraid of giving away a book because in their mind, see printing a book, if you do that 110-page book and you order 5 or 10,000, you're going to pay probably somewhere between 80 cents to a dollar a book. Now, believe it or not, Dave, and I know you know this, is there's people who spend more than that on their stupid brochures.
Yeah.
You know, isn't it crazy? I mean, they're printing these fancy brochures, and those brochures, if you give someone 5 brochures and you say, hey, pass this on to someone that you might know may need my services, what do you think happens to the brochures? They end up in garbage.
Of course.
However, what would happen if I gave you 5 copies of my book and I said, hey, if you know someone who needs, say, a new house or insurance or whatever it is I'm selling, if you know someone who needs some of this, pass this on to them. What would people do? They wouldn't throw them in the garbage. They would gift wrap them and give it to them at Christmas and pretend they bought them.
That's so – I love it. It's really kind of funny. As we've been talking, I was thinking, you know, of all the people I've had on our podcast, I bet you at least half of them all have a physical book. And it's just kind of funny. Oh. I just was kind of going through the list. I'm thinking, you know what? Because I was talking with Alex Sharfin just recently, and his whole idea was, you know what? He only did basically, you know, 500 books, and the only way you got one was you received it from someone else who passed it along. And I've talked to quite a few different authors. We're actually are looking at doing some of the things that others have done as far as how they packaged that book. And kind of like what you were just talking about when you said gift wrap, I thought, if you can actually make this a really cool little package, the value that's perceived in that book is so much greater than a stupid brochure or business card or anything else. It's just huge.
Absolutely. And that's really when it comes down to partnerships. I mean, if you just approach people with this single idea and you just said, here's the deal. I'm an author. I wrote this book called Multiply Your Business. And here's what I'd like to do for you, Mr. or Mrs. Partner. I will provide you with as many books as you want in order to pass them out to your prospects, not even your clients, but just your prospects in order to give them something for free. Or maybe we do a campaign together where we give away a book and we both get that lead. You get that lead and I get that lead. And I'll provide the book. I'll pay for all the shipping. I'll pay for all of the printing. I'll pay for everything. All we got to do is market it together. I mean, that can exponentially grow your lead flow just by giving away physical books. And I can't, you know, stress enough. I'm talking about physical books. Giving away an ebook does not have the same effect, does not have the same thud factor as giving away a physical book.
No, I totally agree with you on that. It's kind of interesting. I was going through, I'm doing a podcast later this week, actually going over the funnel that we did with Russell when we did the .com secrets book. And it was really kind of interesting. I was kind of going through the numbers and things. You can't do a free plus shipping offer for an ebook. There's just no value there.
That's right.
You can't do it. But as we were kind of going through it, one of the things we found on our upsell was that the audiobook itself, we actually were able to double the money that came in, we doubled on the audiobook, which is a one-click upsell on the order form, just by, again, recording what was already there. So taking the content you have and repurposing that, but you have to start, first of all, with the book. That's why I love what you guys have. You know, again, if you guys, as far as going to their workshop, it's funnelhackerradio.com/publish, and you can attend there as a free gift. But I think the whole key here is, as you guys start looking at your business and how you're going to grow your business, so often people focus everything online, but the key is, if you can market online and take people offline, the value you can get is so much more money offline really super quick. And I think that's why I was really excited to get you on here as, you know, CEO of Black Card Books, and to be able to talk really about how they can use books in their marketing, in their business, specifically because, as you mentioned already, JG, and that is your system as far as being able to create things so quick. And again, I just want to kind of reemphasize three of the things that you said, and that is, because I know a lot of people who are listening to this are still going, you know what, I still don't feel like I have a book in me. And so I'm just going to kind of take the notes I had here, I'm just going to kind of repeat, and you can fill in anything else. But one of the things, basically, guys, is, again, take your experience and use that experience and put that into your 8 chapters. That might be a little tough for you at first if you don't feel like you've got it. So I love the other one, which I've done a ton of, and that's interviews. I love the interview type, and again, everybody knows to think and grow rich. So interview 12 experts, you become the 13th. And the third one, again, which I know a lot of people have, and that is your computer is full of books that you've already written, and it's just now a matter of taking that and using that content and repurposing that content. So again, I just wanted to kind of reemphasize those three things real quick here, because I know a lot of people always struggle thinking, gosh, I still don't feel like I have that book in me. But go ahead.
There is one more approach that we often advise, and you know, it's amazing what the mind can do when you put yourself under the pressure of a deadline. And just, we tell all of our authors that you need, the first step is you need to set a date. I mean, you need to pick a date on the calendar and say, my book's going to be done by then. And if you give yourself more than 6 months, it's too long. You're not going to do it. So, you know, pick a date. I mean, I would advise people to pause this now, go to the calendar and pick a date right now in terms of my book. If this has to be done, if it must be done, then pick a date. The second thing is then work backwards. And I want you to do an eight webinar series. So do an 8-step webinar series on whatever you're going to teach people. So do 8 webinars. You do those webinars, and you know what? It doesn't matter if there's anybody on the webinar. It's just about getting the content. So I want you to do some slides, do the webinar, which is going to last, say, 30 to 40 minutes. It doesn't have to be overly long. It doesn't have to be 2 hours, 30 to 40 minute webinar. You record all of that, you go, and then you get that transcribed. So you go to a website called rev.com, R-E-V.com, and you get the thing transcribed, and you know, I think it's $1 a minute. So for 30 minutes, it's going to be $30 for the entire transcription. So now you have 8 webinars that you transcribe into 8 chapters. That costs you 8 times 3, $240. That's it. And then give that to an editor and say, put this into a book, make this a book for me. And then the editor, for a couple hundred, maybe $500, $600, $700, $800, will make that into a book for you. And for less than a couple $1,000, you got yourself a book. And it can all happen in the matter of a few months. If you're as serious as you and I would be, Dave, we would get it done next week. I mean, this is one of probably the biggest things. And maybe I should do this now. You know what? Why don't we take 5 minutes or 2 minutes? I take you through an exercise. How's that sound, Dave?
I'd love it. That just sounds great.
So let's do this. So I want people could take out a piece of paper, and I want you to, and all of your clients should know this. If you don't know this, shame on you guys. You're not doing the homework that ClickFunnels is giving you. I want you to calculate what we call the magic number of a client for you, or what most people, most business owners call a lifetime value of a client. So I want you to take a look at how much money does your average client spend? How long do they stay with you? How many referrals do they give you? Add all that up, and let's say that's your lifetime value for a simple math. Now, I'll walk you through a scenario. Let's say that you're a real estate agent, and on average, you're selling $100,000 homes. I don't know where the heck those exist. let's assume for easy math they exist. You're selling $100,000 homes. Your commission on average is 2.5%. So you're making $2,500. And let's just say that for every two clients, that you do, you get one referral out of it. So that's another $2,500 on the referral. So your lifetime value of a client is $5,000. And let's say that on average, you're typically going to sell somebody 2 homes. So that's times 2. So that's 5,000 times 2 equals $10,000. Are you with me, David, or did I go too quick?
Nope, sounds great.
Okay, so let's just say your lifetime value is $10,000. So here's what people don't understand. The book, every time you get a client, it's like 10,000 bucks in the bank. It's going to come over time. So how many books, let's just say you printed 2,000 books and you gave those away. How many new clients do you think you can get? I want you to write that answer down. You printed 2,000 books. How many clients can you get over the course of the next year, let's say? Okay. Now, out of 2,000 books, what answer would you give me, Dave, if you were a realtor, let's just say?
Oh, I think you'd be able to get 20.
So you get 20 clients. So 20 clients at $10,000, a pop. How much are we talking here, Dave?
That's 200 grand.
200 grand. So this project, this little 1 week of work, is worth 200 grand to you, and that's on a very conservative basis. That's on a very short, you know, very, you know, quick example. But this thing is worth tons of money to you. And when we take you through this in our boot camp, which we take everybody through it, I can tell you that the average person is leaving somewhere between $720,000 and $1.6 million. Somewhere between that, that's how much money the average business owner is leaving on the table. And the reason they're leaving it on the table is because they never thought of book as an income generator. They never realized that this book's going to bring in clients, and these clients are you know, paying big bucks. And it doesn't matter what you're selling. This is just a realtor example. If you're a coach, speaker, trainer, consultant, if you're an online marketer, it doesn't matter. It's always in that range. And I mean, this is big money. So if people understood that, they would take action much sooner.
And I went with a very, 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 very super conservative number as far as real estate sales go. So I'm sure you could easily have had, you know, 50, 60, 70, even 100 different clients instead of my 20. But I love the numbers. And I think, again, the part I want to make sure people understand is every book that you've got basically it's $1 million in your business from what you just said. I mean, 750,000 to 1.6 million or 1.2 million, that's a lot of money just sitting there. And you've already got the content. I think that's the main thing I want to emphasize to people as they start looking at this is you already have that content done. It's not something you're starting from scratch on.
Absolutely. And the sooner people realize that and the sooner they get their books done, the sooner they're going to start making that money. And this strategy applies for – and by the way, I know that you know, there's different people listening to this. There's people who are just starting up. There's people who are in the – you know, six-figure revenue range, and then there's people in the seven-figure revenue range. And if you want to get from seven figures to eight figures, then using a book as a marketing tool is the way to do it because you're able to scale your presence without being there. And one of the biggest challenges with people trying to scale their business from 1 or 2 million to – and I mean, that's crushing it. That's amazing. But if you want to get to the 10 million plus, you have to scale your presence and you have to scale your personal voice, and there's no better way to do it and with a book.
You know what? As we kind of get close to wrapping things up here, again, guys, I want to make sure the reason I wanted to have JG on the call today is, you know, we're coming up almost on our 2-year anniversary here for ClickFunnels. And I was trying to think as far as, you know, how do we really build this? And the majority of our growth, first of all, it came from partnerships, which you made mention of. But really what happened was those partnerships promoted a free book, our .com secrets book. And as we were kind of thinking of our anniversary and everything else coming up here, and we got a lot of crazy cool things happening, I wanted to make sure people had a tool and a resource of exactly how they could do the exact same thing that we've done at ClickFunnels, and that is as far as getting that book out there. So again, go to funnelhackerradio.com/publish, and you'll be able to access all of JG's content and be able to attend their workshop for free and all that kind of stuff. JG, as we get close to wrapping things up here, is there anything else you want to make sure people hear or know about?
Well, I think that definitely, you know, as a small business owner, and again, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, 0 to 100 or 100 to 1 million or a couple million trying to get to $10 and $20 million. There's two things you really got to focus as a business owner that I've noticed as we've built Black Card Books, and this is my seventh company, but as we built Black Card Books from 0 to coming up on $100 million, there's only two things that matter, and that is the price at which you acquire clients and the revenue you're able to generate from those clients. And as for those people who are trying to make that transition from six figures to seven figures or seven figures to eight figures, those are the two areas you need to focus on. You need to lower your cost of acquisition, and there's no better tool that I know of than a book. And you need to find a way to generate more and more revenue from those clients and have them buy more often, have them buy more of your products, and have them come back. And again, using a book, the thing that people sometimes miss is that when you use a book as a marketing tool, it changes everything. Just look at this scenario for a second. Say you're an insurance salesman and you're selling insurance. I have person A who's just an insurance salesman. So they make a confirmation call and they're going to show up and sell this insurance policy. You have person B who's an author, the author of the upcoming book called the insurance blueprint. This person B sends a book to the prospect ahead of time a personally autographed book that says, hey, I really look forward to our meeting on Wednesday at 8 p.m. P.S. Take a look at chapter six. I wrote in my chapter six, four questions you must ask any insurance person you interview. See you on Wednesday at 8 p.m. And you mail this to them. Just think about this. I mean, it changes everything. There's no more competition. There's no more challenge of selling. Your sales ratio goes through the roof. And it's just, you know, you can imagine what this does for a business. If you're trying to go from six figure to seven figure or seven figure to eight figure, you have to scale yourself. You have to multiply yourself. And a book is just the best tool I've seen. And we've lived it.
JG, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Again, everyone, go to funnelhackerradio.com/publish, and you can access all this content there. JG, thank you so very much for all of your content, your time. I know you're real busy. You got a ton of stuff going on. Again, we thank you so much, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dream car and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.